I had a homily prepared for today, but walking around in this pink dress has given me a new perspective, and I've changed my mind. At my previous parish, we had a school. It was a K through 8. And one day, the teachers of kindergarten asked me to come and talk to the kindergarten class, to tell them about vocations, what it means to have a vocation. So I did. And I don't really like talking to the really little ones because for some reason, their hands are always sticky and they just kind of say nonsense. It's difficult for me. And then, as I was going into the room, the teachers pull me aside and they warned me. They're like, "Father, we just want you to know, at this age, they don't know the difference between a statement and a question." I'm like, "Well, that's a weird thing to tell me, but okay." So I go in and I give my talk. And they probably don't understand anything I was saying, but we finished it, and then it was time for questions. And one little boy raised his hand, and I called on him, and he looks at me and he says, "Father Adam, I don't know why we light candles in church." And the teacher reaches down to him and says, no, that's a statement. Ask Father Adam the question, why do we light candles in church? And he looks at his teacher and says, "But I don't know why we light candles in church." And she's like, "I know you don't. Ask Father Adam." And the boy, becoming more and more frustrated, looks at me and says very seriously, "Father Adam, I don't know why we light candles in church." I don't know how the teacher deals with them. I mean, for me, that would just be such a frustrating experience, day in and day out, teaching these little people how to become adults and live in the world. But what's so shocking about what she does is not that she managed to show up to work every day and do it, but it was how she did it. The utter joy that she had on her face working with these frustrating little people. I mean, she just had this enormous smile on her face, and it was truly genuine. I would talk to her outside of these situations, and that joy was still there. I mean, her face would just beam when she talked about her work. That's what this Sunday is all about, rejoicing. In fact, it's really what the Christian life is about, the joy that God gives to us, the grace that God would give us that allows us to transform even the drudgery of our lives into something joyful. See, when God comes into the world on Christmas Day, he takes on the whole of the human condition. He transforms our lives so that everything that was once terrible about them becomes wonderful. All the awful things that we experience become steps on the path to eternal life. He redeems our sufferings so that they become for us a way of achieving salvation. And that is something that we should rejoice in, that our pains and sufferings, and even death itself, they no longer have the final say, but in fact are the means by which we gain eternal life and eternal happiness. To be a Christian is to go out and live that rejoicing, that joyfulness in the face of what God has done for us. It is to be like that teacher, to transform all of her sufferings into joy. The Gospels tell us that John the Baptist testified to Jesus. He was a witness to Jesus. That is what we are all supposed to be, the ones who witness to the transforming work that Jesus has worked in our world. The fact that we no longer have to fear death, fear suffering, or anything else that this world can throw at us, because we have achieved salvation, eternal life. So on this Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, let us remember to rejoice even in the difficult moments in life, to transform our lives into the new life that Jesus offers to all of us, and so help bring all people into that kingdom where they can know happiness forever.